Schau mich an und du wirst sehen, lautet der Titel des zweiten Teils dieser Sendung. Nastja Fiolic ist Fotografin, Tänzerin und schreibt gelegentlich auch Skripten für Kurzfilme. Die aus Slowenien stammende Rollstuhlfahrerin hat Amateurmodels mit und ohne Behinderung vor ihre Kamera gebeten. Eine davon ist die Studentin Angelika Markic. Im Freakradio-Interview erzählt sie, wie sie die Situation am Set erlebt hat. Das Ergebnis des Fotoshootings sind künstlerische Schwarz-Weiß-Porträts. Nastja Fiolic hinterfragt gängige Körpernormen und Schönheitsideale. Das Interview wurde in englischer Sprache geführt. Gestaltung Christoph Dernbacher. Wie hat Nastja Fiolic die Liebe zur Fotografie entdeckt?
Could you please tell us a little bit more about the beginning of your photographing career?
I started 6 years ago when my parents bought me my first camera, and then I started to making photos, and after that I went with my friend to media school and I really liked it, and she was a photographer too, so we worked together all the time. Then I had my first exhibition last year. It had no topic, it was just my work till now. And now I have my exhibition, Look at Me and You Will See. It's about people. Yes, that's my career, if I can say it like that, but I prefer like work that I love to do.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the making of this exhibition?
The idea was to present all kind of people, not just people with disabilities. So I choose 14 people. I call them models, like Angelika was one of them. So I choose a few of them on wheelchair. A few of them were not as perfect as everybody or media think we should be. And the other people were perfect, like we think what kind of perfect it is. So I took photos of them, and one model has two photos, so in the end it was 28 pictures.
Was it difficult to find models?
Yes and no. All of them are my friends. Some of them said that they don't want to be on photos, so they just cancel it, and most of them said yes, let's do this, so we did it.
Was it difficult for the people to stand in front of a camera being almost naked?
I don't know about that. For me, because I made a picture of myself too, it was kind of weird, you know, because I'm not naked in front of people every day. I mean, naked in underwear. But after that, I felt really good that I did this. But maybe Angelika can say more about this, because she was a model.
I was quite nervous, but then it turned out well, so... And I'm also used that people see me in my underwear because of the personal assistant, you know. It wasn't a big deal, so... And I knew the exhibition will be about art, not about some pornography or something like that, so... It was natural to me.
So it's important that we know what will be the result of it.
Yes, yes, that's important. Because if the exhibition was about the pornography, I wouldn't participate because I don't like pornography or something like that. But it was about art, so that it's important to recall when you are shooting it.
On the wall, in front of the pictures, there was given some text. Mm-hmm. In order to give the audience some information. And one of the texts was about the function of music. Could you tell us a little bit more about that, please?
We had music on photo shooting because we were thinking that people felt really relaxed, and we asked some of them which kind of music they like to listen, and we played it for them. So it was really cool. So that's because I asked people here to put music here. You know, it feels better with music. So yes, and it's good.
What was your favorite song when the shooting took place, Angelika?
But I like French music, so we put some French music on. you know, because I really, as I said before, I really love French, and I feel relaxed when I'm surrounded by French music and French things. So Nastya took care of that.
If I had to put a song at the very end of this interview, which one do you choose?
Ha! Can I choose it?
Yes, of course.
Okay, but I don't know which one I will choose. I really, really, really like Hugh Larry. You know, the one that played Dr. House? No, but let's say it can be Eric Clapton. Something of Eric Clapton. You can choose it.
How does your own disability influence your work as an artist?
I am on wheelchair, that's a fact, and I really like to do all the things that I can do. Okay, let's say I cannot go on the highest mountain on the world and take photos. I just try to be good at what can I do, and I think I am doing okay. Yes, a lot of people are asking me, how come that you are doing photography when you're in a wheelchair? And I'm like, why not? I mean, it's maybe a lower point of view, but it is a point of view, so.
How do people react when they see your body?
I don't know how they react. I mean, let's say we all, not just disability people, have this ideal person in our head that should look, should be skinny, should be high, should be long hair, short hair, whatever. But how people look at me, I don't know. I know that I'm not perfect, but actually I don't care, really. Because, okay, I do care, but I'm like, yeah, I don't care what do you think about me. You're not perfect as well, so shut up. So, yeah, that's my thinking of my body. I don't know.
Angelica, how do you cope with conventions concerning bodies?
I'm okay with my body. I love my body and I accept my body the way it is, and I'm proud of myself. I don't care if I have a disability. I know I'm good looking and it doesn't bother me. Disability is just some part of it, but not the whole part of the human being, and everybody should be perceived as a beautiful person, no matter if they have a disability or not, if they are black, white. Everybody is beautiful.
Very last question for today. What are the next goals to be achieved for you? Will there be another exhibition? And if so, what kind of pictures will be shown there?
I think there will be people again, but this time not disability people, but it will be street photography, but I don't know what kind of topic and concept will be. We will see. I don't know, so I don't know how to tell you what it's going to be.
One question hits my mind when we were talking. How important is it to be good looking in our society?
I think that it's important. But not because we should look good, but because of the other people. When you go to work interview, they will know what they hired you if you will come in pyjama. But that's kind of stupid. I mean, I was thinking about to make a challenge to wear a pyjama and go all over around our city in Ljubljana. And I would take somebody with me to make pictures of other people, how they looked at me. So I think it's important how you look.
Let me step in here, please. You told a few seconds before that you have a favorite picture concerning this exhibition. Could you please tell us which one it is and why?
It's the girl that is, her photo is photo of her back, and that's because it's different. She's not showing her face, she's showing just her back, and she had dots on her back. And I don't know, it's kind of different. And that's why I like it the most. But I like the other ones too.
If I look at the picture, it appears to me that the models are almost naked, but not really naked. Was it intention or was it just coincidence?
I told my models that they will be making pictures just in underwear because I wanted to show as much body as I can. But I think that if I would say them that they will be totally naked, it will be more no's than yeses.
Auch in Bezug auf Fotografie und darstellende Kunst kann also oftmals der Grundsatz »Weniger ist mehr« Anwendung finden. Schau mich an und du wirst sehen, ist in den Räumlichkeiten der WAG Assistenzgenossenschaft Modecenter Straße 14a bis 29. Juli 2015 zu sehen. Ausgewählte Bilder der Ausstellung finden Sie auch auf unserer Homepage. Sie hörten eine Sendung mit Beiträgen von Gerhard Wagner und Christoph Dernbacher. Schnitt Sandra Knopp. Auf Wiederhören bis zum nächsten Mal, sagt Josef Heinz.